The girls stand there, out of breath and terrified. Without realizing it, Jillian has latched on to Sally's arm. She's holding on so tight that Sally will have the marks of her sister's fingers on her skin for days afterward. Now they all step back. They do it quickly. They do it without having to be told. A thread of blood-red vapor is rising from the place where Jimmy's heart would have been, a small tornado of spite that disappears as it meets the air. "That was him," Kylie says of the red vapor, and sure enough, they can smell beer and boot polish. They can feel the air grow as hot as embers in an ashtray. And then nothing. Nothing at all. Jillian can't be sure if she's crying or if the rain has begun. "He's really gone," Kylie tells her. But the aunts are taking no chances. They've carried along 20 blue stones inside their largest suitcase, stones Maria Owens had brought to the house on Magnolia Street more than 200 years ago. Stones such as these form the path in the aunt's garden, but there were extras stored beside the potting shed, enough to fashion a small patio in the spot where the lilacs once grew. Now that the hedge of thorns is nothing but ashes, it's easy for the Owens women to put down a circle of stones. The patio won't be fancy, but it'll be wide enough for a small wrought iron table and four chairs. Some of the little girls in the neighborhood will beg to have tea parties out here, and when their mothers laugh and ask why this patio is better than their own, the little girls will insist the blue stones are lucky. "There's no such thing as luck," their mothers will tell them. "Drink your orange juice, have your cakes, keep your party in your own backyard." And yet, every time their mothers' backs are turned, the little girls will drag their dolls and teddy bears and china tea sets over to the Owens patio. "Good luck," they'll whisper as they clink their cups together in a toast. "Good luck," they'll say, as the stars rise above them in the sky. Some people believe that every question has a logical answer. There's an order to everything, which is neat and based purely on empirical evidence. But really, what could it be but luck that the rain doesn't begin in earnest until their work is done? The Owens women have mud under their fingernails, and their arms ache from carting those heavy stones. Antonia and Kylie will sleep well tonight, as will the aunts, who have been plagued by insomnia from time to time. They'll sleep the whole night through, even though lightning will strike in 12 separate places on Long Island before the storm is over. A house in East Meadow will be burned to the ground. A surfer in Long Beach who always longed for hurricanes and big waves will be fried. A maple tree that has grown in the Y field for 300 years will be split in two and will have to be taken down with chainsaws to make certain it won't collapse on top of the Little League team.